in the Kamala of a previous Besenkar. Here's the Machlokes. Now that the Machlokes is whether a Besen Kotin, a subsequent Besen Kotin, can be chilik on a previous Besenkar. That has the right degrees. There's the exhaust hakosu elashif it hashemi bayon meim hafopishin kodukcher shim t'gnore in Rosh Hashanah. But a takone, he cannot do that. Unless the time is both, then he can do that. Because if the time is both, so then it's mustaber that if the same Bezin Godel had been living today, they would do the same thing. They would be battled at Akone.
Isn't the Rambam Shita almost the same thing that he says that even
there's a difference
because of
a town. The town. Rabade, the Rav Shalman Tabayim, the Kluchit Samre, of Mitakonas, Rabbi Yechanan, Ben Zakai, the Eber Beis Asur, my time in the Hira, you're going to be Samigdash. Being we stuck at Mule, a Halm Beis of Yant of Shemi, Ashnamenech, and we added the stuck as big as you say, the Ashti Gushahasi, the Ochaid is Namelani Kabel, because of Shemayimu. My time in here, you're going to be some leader, so when we start it, we're going to be able to get this guy in the way. Has the name of the cabal, and best will not make a mistake. Beitzo, the home is so. Rodo ma, have the connors of the air, and the Zaka in the air. Beitzo, a so. Me and the air, and the Zaka. She go in the Mincho Milo, Shemayadin, Elsie, Yen Kiri, Shonoke. So here we have the two Gersois. Milo made the Rashi's Gersois. Milo made the Rabbechim and Zakai, Shimboid in the Michal Milo. Shemit, so even though the only couple days and the 30th would be the Yontek, so, but still, since they already do in the 30th, until Minche, so they have to continue being in Yiddish. After that, the teaching in Kabul is a Chiddish Goyim, Uli Yismiyani, Uli Yadis Mladi Shinra, Pribayim Rachamincho, Abod Vaas is Yom Tefshinu, Neko Takona Vishenki. Then the Rars Yossi is, Milo Yimeyde Rabbichen, Ab Mitakona Es Rabbichen Mizakai Yair, Abbeit Zasuro, Milo Yimeyde Rabbichen Mizakai, Shimbo Eidim Min Amincho Umay, שינוי בו אידים נמיך ומי לא שני הגים אין שיהיה עם קירי של מוחקש so both Rashi's Gersa and the Rars Gersa require explanation Rashi's Gersa שינוי מידי רביך ומזק שינוי אידים נמיך ומי לא שני הגים שיהיה עם קירי של מוחקש why? And then the Rars Gersa certainly requires explanation שינוי בו אידים נמיך ומי לא שנייה גמייסי היום קידש או מוח הקידש it didn't come at all in the 30th and Bezden was in Kaddish the 31st so why should it be made Kedesh, Dushe in the balance of the 30th now so that has to be explained in accordance with the Machlok, the Shita of Rashi and Tesis in the north is that good.
What is the right for the explanation? Why? The whole reason that before the Rehoi Yosei Amodesh because there should be a problem next year so that Tom should find out also.
So what does that mean? Because basically you being covered, it would be basically you being covered in this. The second year, some melee will say that just this last year, so the 31st we are not Peres Melache, so now we shouldn't be Peres Melache either. But the Gemara said the Eidus Mishor Rebezin, so we don't have to be Cheshish. That's when they will
be
covered.
No, but let's say
it's
not
a
Mikdash. Yeah. So let's say the Eidus
Mishor
on the
30th. I mean, not after it's not a Mikdash.
No, no, no.
The Chum is.
That's right, I understand. Yeah. Eidus Mishor on the 30th, so the hour wasn't over. Yeah. Still there, you have to chatzos already, you want to cover this, and we're still there, no Rosh Yom Kodesh. Why? I don't know what's no Rosh Yom Kodesh.
Because they started to make it.
Yeah, the next year shouldn't be Mezalzel and say, the people shouldn't be Mezalzel and say that there won't be any war.
So, on the contrary, they'll do the same thing that they did in the previous year, so they'll prepare us for more. Unless we are afraid.
No, it'll be part of that. They do the law they have to have service. Then the next year they won't do the law at the very beginning from Shvi'a and back before.
I know. So it seems, anyway.
The Rosh has been done, the King of Heaven, all, not to say one of the ones of the young.
But that was before the Norris Mascon. The Bezni, the Indian who saw the Bezni. Now, the Mishnah of Kufa was very much. Shti Anachem, Anacharis, is in the Cholais, in Pachas Mishnai, Arab Shuez, it's Necha. And on Shuez, it's Necha. In the Yisrael Shlesh, Kate, Necha is me Arab Yonte, Nechol is Beyonte. So if it was Necha, Arab Yonte, so then it's Necha, Tishdi Alechem, and then second day, Mishnah. Chol Yom Tov means Achar HaShabbos. So when is it not Friday? Is Nechalos and Shavuos in Sunday? So Nechalos L'Shleish. Now the mission discusses Lechem HaPonim. So Lechem HaPonim was Nefes Erev Shabbos, and it was Nechal on the following Shabbos, not the same Shabbos. So Lechem HaPonim Nechal and Pachas Mitishuk. So if it was Nefes Erev Shabbos, so the following Erev Shabbos is day, and when is it Nechal? Umayim day on Shabbos. Chol Yom Tov is Erev Shabbos. So then it's Nefes Thursday, the following Thursday is day, Friday is the 9th day, in Shabbos, the following Shabbos is the 10th day. And Nechal Asa, Shnei Yom Tivim Shal Rosh Hashanah. So they are given in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, they have 2 days, the day in Kiv after Mincha. So it's Nechal Achados. The Yedirchem is a Shabbos Yisrael. So then the Rashi says, Shnei Yom Tivim Shal Rosh Hashanah, Kiv in Shabbos, Nech Bevi, Nechalas B'Shabbos Shini Ola Hados. Nikashi Vezni, in other words, the following Wednesday is day, Thursday is the 9th, Friday is the 10th, and Shabbos is the 11th. we had a difficult Rashi. The Kashi Vezmin of Dun, Achel, Adi, Tzui Shabbos. The Isi Shabbos, Chavei Yom HaKippurim, but it's not like that. I mean, the Shabbos is not in Kippur. Shabbos is already 11. So in Kippur, it's Friday. So why does he say, the Isi Shabbos Yom HaKippurim? Yes, this is Kashi. But what is Rashi's Pshat? There is no other alternative. That Rashi means, the Isi Shabbos, so Havei Yom HaKippurim. So it means, so Holy Kashi, Miachia Skotchim, Laila Lecha Chayim, so maybe Friday night is the 10th, is the 11th. It's, is the,
I don't understand. If Rosh Hashanah is on a Thursday and Friday,
yes.
It's better than Wednesday, right? Mm-hmm. The observation is Rosh Hashanah is on Friday.
So, how many Wednesdays
they? So, how can the week be on Friday?
The following in Kippur and the following Wednesday is the 8th.
Okay.
Thursday is the 9th. And Friday is the 10th.
No.
It's in Kippur.
It's the 8th day to be cooked, but it's not the 8th day of the month. Because
they
can't be cooked on Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, of course. But it is the Friday is the 10th day as of the Afir. Now let's see the Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah is
making
on Wednesday. And we're told
with
the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah.
That's right.
That means that 2 days of Rosh Hashanah
are
almost Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, one Thursday and Friday.
When was
Thursday? So the Indian came after
Mincha,
late. And
they
are
recovered
days.
All right,
so then Thursday, after Mincha, they are recovered days.
That means Thursday was Kodesh, Friday was Kodesh.
One second. All right, that is not important. So since they are recovered the 8 days, and they were mikdash the second day, Thursday, Friday as Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
So Mele there had to be another Atiyah.
Why? Also Yom Kodesh. It's not Yom Kodesh Rosh Hashanah.
But that's only the Rabbanon. So Mele Ligabe, even though Atiyahs, the Lechem Atonim is not Deich Yom Tev, but we're here, it's only Mr. Rabbanon, so it is the Yisra Rabbanon.
Then why
is
11 days?
So that means that Friday was the 10th day of Tishrei, because the real day of Rosh Hashanah was...
The real day of Rosh Hashanah is Friday,
and the 10th
day can't be Sunday.
No, yeah, all right, but so part of the teretz of Rashi is mentioned in the Kasha of Rashi.
Why can't you say, what's the problem? This is explaining Rashi and Kasha, that Wednesday was Erev Rosh Hashanah, you couldn't make a Thursday and Friday, the 10th day of Tishrei is the Shabbos.
Even though they're Mikdash Friday.
Yeah, because I'll say Yom Kodesh. And the Mishnah seems to imply Shnei Yom Kodesh Rosh Hashanah, you couldn't need it.
The yeah, generally, but here, because of the Rabbanon, but since it's only the Rabbanon, so the Mitzvah Safiyah, the Rabbanon, was very good at the Rabbanon. I agree that it's Mashma, but that's not how Tesis understood Rashi, and then you can't explain Rashi in that way. Why does Rashi ask? Rashi says, "Vi kashi advaisnu the mecholim sadu mitzvah Shabbos." It's not mecholim sadu.
Why is? Because you have Wednesday. So Wednesday is the 8th.
Yeah.
Wednesday is the 8th. And you have Thursday is the 9th. Friday is the 10th.
Friday is the 10th. Yeah.
Shabbos is the 11th.
Shabbos is the
11th. You can't eat Shabbos and Kippur. So you need to start watching Shabbos. It's 12th already. That's Rashi's kasha.
the following Wednesday is the 8th, Thursday is the 9th, and Friday is the 10th. Friday is the 10th. One second. Friday is the 10th, and Friday is in Kippur. But when Kashi says, one second, the Kashi is raising the Holy Sabbath Mitzvah Shabbos, so it means Mitzvah Shabbos, it means Mitzvah Yom Kippur. The AC Shabbos Sabbath Yom Kippur. He says, the Shabbos is Yom Kippur, so Mitzvah Shabbos also means Mitzvah Yom Kippur, then it's Necha.
Why are you forced to say that?
This is how tasteless.
The Tosfos says the Kashi Rashi. The Tosfos says, Tosfos Kashi Rashi.
So what?
The Tosfos says no Kashi. Oh, Tosfos says no Kashi Rashi.
No, Tosfos doesn't say no Kashi Rashi.
He says
no Kashi Rashi.
Yeah, Tosfos says.
So, Tosfos says me, it's inconsiderable. Tosfos meant that Rashi didn't know what he was talking about. That's not Chaya. And then Rashi's Lashon is strange. But he says, the Holies are Mitzvah Shabbos, and what Shabbos is it? It's not a regular Shabbos. It's the Shabbos of Yom Kippur. The easy Shabbos of Yom Kippur.
Tosfos seems to be assuming in Rashi that the first day, Tosfos seems to be assuming in Rashi that the first day Rosh Hashanah counted as the first day of Tishrei. Rashi is very difficult.
That's strange.
Yeah, it's strange, but
okay.
But,
now let's see the Russian things again.
So
we kashu, she no saw. Nunu doing the holy Sabbath Shabbos. We kashu, the achilas kachim lailu leches ha'ayim shava. The other basis is made. Filkach mikach at masakach perikantos. Vimir lekashe nidah. Vimbo edim in amin chalmala meis akirish at barakirish. Yim shen leikah. Umanim amirayim in akipurim. Viyochir achara Shabbos. Udmei agim. Eisi ayimkiri shum lebaume. Vimizalza bimishana abo. Vimkiri min chobo edim leadim ulechad yome. Umechosi derav Shabbos. Israel, אף על פי שפורופו לחם אפוני, מרביון תחזרים ואיסים אחרים לקיים לחם חיים, כמו שנוכל, כמו שנוכל יסיה, ורישי נכל בפידיון. דבר אגב, גם על פרק המזוכת והנסוכים, כל הרואים מזבח עם יסים, מזבח לאילן, היכה דיקתקונה לאומה משום לחם חיים, בין לוקחת. All right, and then he says, ומי כך קושר, איך החייל עם הכיפורים ואיך הוא בשבס? כל משמע בפרק כחודל, כוסעדו. So Rosh Hashanah cannot be on Friday, because if Rosh Hashanah is on Friday, then Yom Kippur would be on Sunday, and that cannot be because of the mess. So משמע בפרק, ומי כך ואיך הוא בשבס, אלא אחרים, שאיסים לאילון, אחד מלא ואחד חוסר, ומדון פסטר לאחר. ומשנה זו שנייה בפרש בי דרך, ומדתן ראשון פיסחים, מהבור החדושי, בשונו, ולא ימיר אל אבא יסיר על שמינו, ומשמע הוסון, יעשה ולא יקחר. Anyway, so, the way it tasteless, assumes in Rashi, so, in other words, so, according to Rashi, when the Mishnah says in Achelas, he said Yudalev, so actually it's Yuvayz. Why is it Yuvayz? Because by coaching, so the Alayla is Elech HaChayim. So Mitzvish, so
that's
Peretz.
Yeah,
that's Peretz. Rashi assumed in the Kasha what he's saying in the Peretz. So that's why the Mishnah says
from Rashi, and it's really
also
understand Rashi is very difficult.
That's right.
From Rashi, it seems that the first Rosh Hashanah is counted as first day of Tishrei.
Okay, if you say that.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
Tosfos seems to understand it in Rashi also.
Yeah.
Tosfos seems to understand that way in Rashi.
This is in Masikan Rashi.
So how can Rashi be explained?
That's right.
Yeah.
When Rashi says, when Cholos Shabbos, he means Mitzvah Yom Kippur. There is a Shabbos at Yom Kippur.
How does it work out?
So it's very, very.
In other words,
but the Gabi Kochi is considered a Siddha.
So, it was Thursday, the first day of the Wednesday.
Yeah.
The Eidim came before Menachem.
Yeah.
So, it was Thursday.
Yom
Kippur's Friday.
Yes.
So, that's already.
The first of Tishrei was Thursday, the following Thursday is the eighth of Tishrei, and the following Friday is the ninth of Tishrei, and Kippur Shabbos. So I should say it's called Gabi Kochi. I have no other way. I mean, I know the difficulty. Now. So I think that Rosh Hashanah and the Rosh Hashanah can be explained in the machlokes between Rosh and Tisvas and Mordechai. So Rosh Hashanah says, "Rod Amar Rav Nitakon Sabichan Zakavina Ben Zasu, Milo Imid Rabichan Zakai Shimbo Edim Lanu Echol Malo." So then the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, so still is Ne'agim Yisayim Kiddush or Mocha Kiddush, even though the Bishabad knows that the second day is not Yontem. Some Mele, and this B'teres Vada, not B'teres Ofik, some Mele the Beitzu Yasso, very late. And Rosh Hashanah is So they didn't come at all. Even though the first day was not Yom Tov, but still they had to be made the Peres Mimloche. So it's the Teres Vadai. So Mele is the Beitzo is Asur. The basic aspect. Now, it seems that this machlekes between Rashi and the Rach is told in another machlekes the same, where the Alocha of Adam applies to Zmanari. So, the Rambam Shiti is that the Alocha of Adam applies only to Zman Cheshbon in the sense of our calendar, of Echad Moed, Echad Chesed. So then there is Alocha Vat, but Zman Raviyeh, so Bersin had to be Kirin Kaddish the Chodoshim according to the astronomical Cheshbonos of the Sanhedrin. So then, if the testimony of the Eidim coincided with the Cheshbonos, so then they are Mekaddish the day. And if it didn't coincide, so they were not Mekaddish the day. So the Kaddish the previous day or the following day according to the Chalimis, because they had to Kaddish the day on which the new moon was seen in the Har Shishon. Now, the Shita of the Rambam means that the Aloha, the requirement of Hadar did not apply with Manavi. The Shita of Rabbi Mishai is that it did apply. And the Shita of Rabbi Mechayek is like the Shita of Rabbi Yishai. Now, so but there is a difference. If the Eidim came on the Thursday and the Sanhedrin and the Bisabat, according to the Cheshbonos, so the moon could not be seen on Thursday, only on Friday, so then the Yom Kaddish Friday is not shown.
No.
Bismano, they had to be Kaddish the Chiddush. on the day when the new moon was seen.
Ibn Abi. So what's my question?
One second. So, if the day it did not coincide with the new moon, so then they had to be Kaddish the Chiddush according to the Chashbeinus. So Mele, if the Indian came on Adar, he came on Friday, and he did not coincide with the Chashbeinus, so then they had to be Kaddish Shabbos as the day of Shabbos. Shabbos or Thursday, depending upon the Chashbeinus. That's right. So that's the machlekes between the Rach and Rashi. Now the Kedusha Rashba in Beitzi and Rosh Hashanah has two machines.
Ich habe mir gesagt, dass ich mir gesagt habe, 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 dass
welche Detail darf die Schnee ja nicht schon was schon noch. Und wen kriegen da kommen, wen nachher da kommen. Die Reden der Brüder nicht schon in die Ausrede, wie Rabbi Yisi, so war die Dusche Achase, und wen gehen da kommen, wen nachher da kommen. Kol Schnee an dem Kiddisch, die Schnee an Reden der Dusche Achase, schau da kommen nicht so, wie es lach, aber da kommen die Kiddisch, da kommen. Die Sommerchrobe auf Rabbi Yisi, wie bei den Jüden, aber auch auf Rabbi Yisi, wollen die es damals wissen lassen. That's the first question. Wie ist die Forschung? Die Rabbe bei den Rabbe bei den Medien, der Afro-Ablacher, der Konne, er supposed it's Rabbe. Der Afro-Ablacher, der Konne, in Boreden, no, it's Rabbe. Der Afro-Ablacher, der Konne, in Boreden, in Amincha und Meier, mehr gemäß ja im Kiddisch und noch Kiddisch. Der Alma Maschma, der Kuhle Alma Medeborg, die Rabbe Name Medeborg, also die Rabbe Soba, die Mikore in Boedin, am Milch und Meilo, Kiddisch in die Kappel und so, dafür noch ein Leben in Kiddisch und noch ein Kiddisch, Schnee in Dusche Achassen, aber Achat er konnte, ab auf die Schnee hat in Kiddisch, bis er noch ein Leu, muss Tiras Dusche Achassen in den Kiddisch. Aber bis von der Hero, die Bonne bis am Mikdosh, in der Meilo, in dem Rische, in dem Rische, man in der Vishom, in der Befehle kommen Arve in Kosafti Jesams. So der Atul Schemes in der Rajbo. Zeit in der Atul Schemes. Zul Schemes Jesams. Where the Kidmacho, or before the Kidmacho, before the Konservation in Zakai. Or Lacha Achon, after the Konservation in Zakai. So we had to observe, Besen could be recovered. There is a Chiddush Kol Hayom, whether we had to observe 2 days, or I mean, B'Tir HaSkusha Richter or not, or B'Tir HaShtiddush. B'Tir HaShtiddush. That's the two Shemes in the Rajma. Like, we discussed that, I think, in Hiradim and in Rosh Hashanah, again. But the question is whether they had to be to be punished in law. So that then the Rajba has 2 days.
So the Rajba, whether the 2 days
you
got to 1 day. That's
the Rajba. The Rajba, when the Rajba passed it like from Yudhi or the Rajba passed it like from
Yudhi.
So the Rajba is Machriya that the Rajba passed it like from Yudhi.
It's Kusha Achas, 2 days you got to 1 day.
If you do Shachas, so that 2 days ago. In Kishis. So the one is
the Rambam told him it was a mistake in Kishis. He said he had to form him as a one day
after.
So
he came on the... How? Well, that's the Rambam is made that you cannot make 12 watches.
The written Balamor is not a Zed.
That's right.
The Rambam says it's not a Ria.
We have to do the same way as the Abyssinian did. It's not a Ria.